So, is synesthesia some kind of sixth sense? I'm Sean Day, professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a synesthete and world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. Is synesthesia some kind of sixth sense, or like ESP? No, it's not. Now, first of all, we need to address the point that there are more than five senses anyway. Most of us are familiar with the Aristotelian five senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. But we could also consider such things as balance, also known as the vestibular sense, and we might want to separate out thermoception, our perception of heat and cold, which are two separate senses. Then there's also proprioception, which informs you of your body's parts, positions in space. And then we also have at least three different kinds of pain receptors. So that's at least 12 senses right there, which makes it a little funny to talk about a sixth sense as something abnormal. But most people know what you mean when you say sixth sense. You mean an extrasensory perception, ESP, something outside of the normal set of human perceptions. Non-human senses could be things like electroception, the ability to detect electrical fields, which some sharks have, or magnetoception, the ability to detect fluctuations in magnetic fields, found amongst many types of birds and some species of bees. But synesthesia is a combining of the senses. Synesthesia doesn't create new senses. So, for example, if I synesthetically see colors when I hear music, that's music producing perceptions in hearing and in vision. Or if different touches to my body produce perceptions of different flavors in my mouth, I perceive touch and taste. In both cases here, no new senses have been created, nor any perceptions beyond the normal ranges of human perceptions. Just a combining of human perceptions. This whole thing of a sixth sense ties together with the idea that synesthetes are able to see some kind of truth out there, which others can't see. This is usually tied to mysticism and religion. For example, there's this idea that synesthetes have some type of higher connection, which allows them to see the true colors of music or sound in general. But if that were the case, then all synesthetes would be seeing the same things for the same sounds. You see, if there really was something out there to perceive, it would have to have a certain level of consistency. Otherwise, it wouldn't be any particular specific thing. And there would thus be agreement among synesthetes, for example, as to the color of middle C on the piano, or the flavor of the name Anthony. But that's not what happens. Synesthesia is highly idiosyncratic, and synesthetic perceptions range all over the place. Synesthetes aren't perceiving something hidden to the unenlightened. One of the more annoying examples I've encountered of this sixth sense mysticism regarding synesthesia is in the Japanese movie Synesthesia, also known as Gimme Heaven or Give Me Heaven. In this movie, the characters Shinsuke and Mari both have synesthesia and form a connection with each other as they both try to solve the mystery of who a serial killer is and keep Mari from becoming the next victim. They're able to piece things together because they both have precisely the exact same synesthetic perceptions for given sensory stimuli. So they can even send coded messages to each other, which others can't figure out. No, synesthesia doesn't work like that. While there might be some culture-based trends among synesthetes within a particular culture for a few specific things, such as the color associated with the letter A or the month of October, all in all, you're going to have almost no overlap whatsoever between one set of synesthetic perceptions and another. No secret understanding. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@tridentech.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete professor and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.